Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. Today I'll be talking about codependent friendships and the power imbalances in friendships. Friendships are beautiful. I honestly think the sweetest love is friendship love. Unlike family, friends are not obliged to be with you all seasons of your life. So the fact that they choose to be with you when you're down and out and when you're winning is truly a blessing. Friendship is the sweetest thing when it's genuine. I'm a low maintenance friend in terms of communication. I don't require a lot. All I require from a friend is someone who's always there for me when I need them to be, and a friend who celebrates my wins with me. I expect this because this is the type of friend I am. I like to see my friends win because if one of us is winning, then we are all winning. I might not always check up on them, but when they need me, I show up. Whether we're crying or celebrating, I am definitely there. Codependent friendships can be complex and multifaceted. Often codependent behaviors are rooted in deeper issues such as trauma, insecurity, or low self-esteem. For some people, friendships may be a way of coping with past traumas or insecurities. A lot of people who don't have great relationships with their family members rely on their friends for support and love. They seek out friendships that provide a sense of validation or security. And some of them have amazing friendships, but some become over-reliant on their friends. They seek out friendships that provide a sense of validation or security, even if it means sacrificing their own autonomy and boundaries. It's essential to approach codependent friendships with empathy and understanding. Healthy friendships involve interdependence, where we rely on each other for support and connection. However, codependency is different. It's when one person becomes overly reliant on the other, often to a point of sacrificing their own needs and boundaries, and sometimes overstepping their friends' boundaries. We hardly hear people talk about codependent friendships and power imbalances in friendships, probably because we mistake codependence for interdependence. One thing we are aware of are the power imbalances in friendships. In most friendships, there is always that one friend that everyone listens to, or the friend that is favored more than everyone else in the group. For example, if one of the members of the group suggests an outing and the favored friend says that they won't be able to make it, then everyone else in the group starts giving excuses as to why they can't make it to the event too, just because the most liked friend can't make it. This type of friendship sounds childish and very high school, but adults in group friendships are experiencing this. Another popular power imbalance dynamic in a friendship is the ice boy and groot man dynamic. The groot man is the rich or successful friend, and the ice boy is the struggling friend. The groot man takes advantage of his power by sort of turning his friend, the ice boy, who is less successful than him, into his errand boy. In return, the ice boy gets money from his friend, or he enjoys the benefits of being an ice boy by driving his successful friend's car or cars, or he enjoys the benefits by living in one of his friend's properties from time to time. There are a lot of benefits to being an ice boy, but these benefits are only effective when the groot man is around. When he isn't around, there are no benefits. I'm not sure whether such a dynamic exists amongst women, but what I do know is that sometimes a woman who is successful will ask her less successful friend to be her housekeeper if the friend is struggling to find a job. I don't know about you guys, but I would never ask one of my friends to come help me around the house. Not because I don't want to help them or anything like that, but because the whole situation would just be so awkward and it would definitely change the way I see her. So I would rather find her a cleaning job somewhere else. These two types of friendships are popular power imbalance friendships we see and know of. Now I'm going to talk about a dynamic we don't always notice. In the first episode, I spoke about how when you start healing and setting boundaries, you start to lose people. Most of the time, it's people who are taking advantage of you or people who don't align with you or align with your new values. Maybe you used to party a lot, but you decided to change your lifestyle and leave the club. obviously things are going to fizzle out between you and your party friends because you don't do the same things anymore. And the only thing you had in common was partying. There's a common friendship breakup that happens often. But no one prepares you to lose the friend that has always been there for you when you were down and out, miserable, and your life was chaotic and full of drama. Literally no one prepares you for this. Naturally, you will think your friend who has always been there for you through the heartbreaks, the brokenness, and the suffering will be happy for you when you start healing and elevating yourself. That's what you're going to think and expect. But some friends don't like it when you start doing better and improving yourself. I know I spoke about jealousy and comparison in one of the episodes, but this is something different. They don't like to see you improving and elevating your life because to them, your growth is a threat to the power they have over you. Let me break it down for you. If you always run to your friend for help or you always call them to talk about the drama or the chaotic thing that is happening in your life, as you should as a friend, because that's what friends do, and they give you advice and solutions on how to handle things, as they should again, because this is what friendship is. But them giving you advice and being your confidant whenever there's drama gives them a sense of superiority over you. Because you look like the friend who doesn't know what they are doing, and they are always there to rescue you. This is where the power imbalance happens. They might start to feel superior over you, especially if they are always giving you advice. That time you are calling them or running to them because they are your friend and friends are supposed to be there for each other and help each other out of situations, right? That's essentially what friendship is. When you start getting your shit together, no longer need advice as much as you used to, and your life is peaceful, they start to feel some type of way. And you'll notice the shift in the friendship. You'll notice how you guys don't have a lot to talk about anymore because whenever you guys spoke, you were always talking about your drama or whatever was going on in your life. It was probably men drama or drama related to how things never work out for you at work or whatever. Actually, no, you guys still have a lot to talk about, but the new and improved you who's talking about positive things or different things doesn't excite them and doesn't stroke their ego anymore because you don't need solutions or advice from them. You'll tell them about all the exciting things you're up to and their response will be flat as fuck. But when you talk about something that might be chaotic, their response is exciting and they're eager to hear more. This is why you feel like you guys have nothing to talk about anymore because whenever you talk about things that are good, that are going well in your life, it's like they don't care. But the minute you talk about anything that might be related to drama or be chaotic, they are eager to hear more. This is absolutely crazy and wild because your friend should be excited that you are finally making it out of the trenches. I was talking to someone on WhatsApp and she was telling me how her ex-friend would always call to check how things are going between her and her man. If she said things were okay, the friend would get annoyed. But if she said there was drama and started to vent about what is going on in the relationship, the friend would be so excited and interested in what she has to say. But the minute she starts talking about how things are going good between her and her partner, the friend doesn't seem interested. This low-key sounds like witchcraft, hey? Like it's really crazy, but these things happen. The truth is that not everyone is happy about your self-improvement and growth. Maybe you finally got your dream job and you're doing well for yourself, you're no longer the broke friend, or maybe you finally stopped being self-destructive and you're working on becoming the best version of yourself. You working on yourself and doing well for you is a threat to some people. The funny thing about these types of friends is that the minute you start feeling miserable again or go back to old habits, they are the first ones who call and check up on you. But when it's time to celebrate you, they are nowhere to be seen. It's even worse when they start finding themselves in situations you used to be in, and they can't apply their own advice. Not only are they unable to apply their own advice, they also can't take advice from you because they still think they are superior to you. So to them, it's what does she know? When I was preparing this episode, I spoke to a couple of people who have experienced this in their friendships, and they all said navigating a friendship like this is not easy, And it hurts realizing that the person you call your bestie, the person you love, the person you enjoy being around is not happy that things are working out for you. It hurts because this is probably the one person who saw you at your lowest and sticked around when nobody did. I really think people behave this way because they don't want to accept that people change and grow. I really think they really do struggle to accept this. I also think this person still loves you. It's just that they're finding it hard to accept that things have changed. Or maybe they are threatened by your growth because they think maybe they will lose you. I don't know. But even so, the friendship is not healthy. If you're in a situation like this, I would advise you to talk to your friend and tell them how you feel. Tell them how you feel by using I statements. For example, you can say, "I feel like you are not as supportive as you used to be." Because sometimes people, when they confront their friends or talk about such things, they start accusing them and say, "Oh, you're jealous of me, this and this, blah, blah, blah." But I think it's really important to sit somebody down and use I statements so they can really understand where you're coming from. And if your friend is not being vulnerable with you and explaining why they've been behaving the way they've been behaving and they continue to be unsupportive, then you have to reevaluate the friendship. A few years ago, I used to watch a series called Insecure by Issa Rae. In the series, Issa has a best friend named Molly, and Molly is a stylish, successful lawyer. Issa is broke and struggling with her career. So Molly has a great career, and Issa's career is really not going great, but they are both struggling with relationships. Molly often covers the bill when they go out together, and she is always Issa's confidant and advisor. They had a great friendship. They really had a great friendship. But as soon as Issa found her purpose by hosting events and making a name for herself, and Molly got into a relationship, their friendship suffered. It suffered because they were codependent and they had blurred boundaries. When Issa's career started flourishing and she no longer needed Molly to advise her and be her confidant as much as she used to, Molly struggled to adapt to the changes in Issa's life. She was used to being the strong, put-together friend who offered guidance and support. However, when Issa began to find her own feet and assert her independence, Molly felt irrelevant and left behind. Molly relied on Issa for validation. Issa, always coming to her for guidance and advice, validated her as the well-put-together friend and the friend who has it all figured out, despite the messy relationships. And Issa over-relied on Molly for advice and guidance. Their friendship was very codependent. When Molly started feeling left behind, she started feeling resentment and jealousy. This is what led to their friendship suffering. Issa also played a part in the friendship suffering. She was so used to Molly always taking care of her that she crossed one of Molly's boundaries. Molly had a connection Issa needed for one of her events, but she told Issa she won't be able to help her with the connection. Issa couldn't take no for an answer and ended up asking Molly's boyfriend to help her. Obviously, this was a huge boundary violation and Issa didn't see anything wrong with it because she had gotten so used to Molly saving her all the time. What also contributed to Issa not seeing anything wrong with this was the fact that they had no boundaries surrounding their romantic relationships. Molly and Issa both loved each other and they managed to fix their issues. Their story is a good example of how having no boundaries and being codependent in a friendship can be detrimental to the friendship. A lot of best friend friendships are codependent, especially friendships where people have been friends for a really long time, since they were young. So it's really hard to establish boundaries as an adult. But it's important to remember to respect each other's autonomy to avoid funny situations like Issa and Molly's situation. And another thing, your friend leveling up or changing something they used to do is not a threat to your position in their life. You know, life won't always be the same. Sometimes you're the advisor in the friendship and sometimes you're the one being advised. That's how life is. Molly and Issa's situation brings me to another unhealthy friendship dynamic between the friend who's the crisis friend and the friend who's always offering emotional support. The crisis friend is the friend that always needs emotional support. Every time you see their name pop up on your phone, you already know that they are going to tell you something that's going to require you to support them emotionally. They never call you when things are going great, but as soon as things go south for them, you are their unpaid therapist or private banker. When they are out there living life and having a good time, they don't call or invite you. But as soon as they start having a tough time, they blow up your phone and they expect you to be there for them. And on the flip side, when you are the one who needs emotional support, they are either too busy for you or they can't stay on the phone with you for longer than 5 minutes without talking about themselves or making the situation about themselves. This type of friendship can be exhausting. And I'm not saying seeking support from your friend is wrong or supporting your friend is wrong. All I'm saying is that the friendship is not healthy if the only thing you are to your friend is an emotional crutch. The crisis friend can be overbearing and very demanding, which is why it's so important to set boundaries with them. And sometimes they might try to manipulate you by saying that you are the only friend they tell these things to because you are their only real friend. But they don't invite you to the nice things that they've got going on. You are only good for trauma dumping. And if you're somebody who likes validation, especially external validation, and likes being accepted by people, you will fall into this trap of manipulation. Because you will start to feel like, oh, I'm important, she values me. If you're not easily manipulated and see the friendship for what it is, and you confront them, they might guilt trip you. They will guilt trip you by saying that this is what friendship is, or they might say you are judging them. An extreme case of the crisis friend is a friend who constantly threatens to commit suicide or harm themselves every time things don't go well for them, and you're always the one rushing over to them to make sure that they're okay. But as soon as they start feeling better, they are outside with their fun friends. And this is not to say that they shouldn't have fun or be friends with other people. They can have as many friends as they want. But where are all the fun friends when they are sad and depressed? These types of friends are very manipulative, and the friendship might start to feel like an emotional prison because every time you try to express how you feel, you are being guilt tripped. Or when you seek emotional support, you are not supported the way you want to be supported because you are labeled as the strong friend, and your crisis friend always feels entitled to your time. Setting boundaries with a crisis friend is challenging, but it has to be done. You can start by communicating your limits. Tell them you are willing to support them, but you need to prioritize your own emotional well-being. Be specific about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Number two, set boundaries around your time. Set specific times when you're available to meet or talk. This will help prevent your crisis friend from always expecting an immediate response from you. Number three, avoid being an unpaid therapist. Encourage your friend to seek professional help. It's good to offer emotional support, but sometimes your friend needs to talk to a professional. And if they say, no, but I talked to my therapist, ask them what the therapist said about the situation. Number four, learn to say, I'm not available right now without feeling guilty. Number five, set emotional boundaries for yourself. You are not responsible for your friend's happiness or their well-being. Don't take on their load and make it yours. Yes, you can listen to them, advise them, and pray for them, but at the end of their day, it is not your load to take on. When you start setting these boundaries, your friend will definitely guilt trip you and push back, but you have to remain firm and assert your boundaries. Assert your boundaries in a compassionate way. If these boundaries don't help, then you will have to reevaluate the friendship. Friendship is really beautiful when it's genuine. It's the most beautiful form of love for me because you get to be yourself without being judged. This doesn't mean that you have to be the type of friend that's like, oh, take me as I am or leave it. No. You have to work on your friendship and you have to work on yourself as a person and you have to respect people's boundaries and autonomy. Respect and boundaries are important to avoid unnecessary power imbalances in friendships. And in order for friendships to work, friendships have to be interdependent, not codependent. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please follow the podcast wherever you're listening. Don't forget to rate and review the show. I love you all. Bye for now.